This is KCUR 89.3. The author Tracy Sorrell recently published her first children's book. Sorrell is a registered member of the Cherokee Nation, and she worked with an illustrator to create the images. She spoke with KCUR contributor Ann Kinnegendorf about the importance of depicting Native people in contemporary settings.
I like looking at these characters in the book. You have one I especially like. I think it must be the father figure in the book. He has a man bun and ear spacers and a beard. Did you work with the artist to choose exactly how he should look?
No, I just provided her pictures. And actually, the father figure is modeled on my brother. So gauged ears are historically very common in the Cherokee Nation. I have pictures of an ancestor who's got gauged ears. So it's not any kind of hipster thing or, you know, whatever. It's just like those are traditional things that go back many thousands and hundreds of years.
Okay. And you also have a little blonde girl in a lot of the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that your photo on your website shows you as a fairly blonde girl also.
Yes.
Is that supposed to be you?
Yes. You know, Cherokee people from a phenotypical standpoint range from blonde hair, blue-eyed to black.
Oh, really?
Hair, black eyes. Absolutely. So we're completely across the spectrum. And I said, that really has to be represented in the book. But the fact that any child looking at this book who is Cherokee, and even who is not Cherokee, sees this is who we are. It's not a racial distinction. It is a matter of that family, that kinship, that connection to community. Our citizenship varies widely, but they're all Cherokee citizens.
Why is it important to represent Native people in children's literature?
When you look at children, they have a very strong sense of justice. They get when people are being treated unfairly. I mean, anytime they read and connect to a story, it expands their worldview. It expands their empathy and their humanity and their sense of connection to other people. These people were here. These tribal nations and their governmental systems existed long before the existence of the United States, thousands and thousands of years. And you need to know what has happened since then.
Tell me about your work. I see you've acted as an advocate for Native American tribes and indigenous people.
Yes. So I have not been a children's author my entire life. I previously directed a national nonprofit in Albuquerque that advocated for American Indian and Alaska Native elders nationwide. Before that, I worked as an attorney practicing tribal law and training tribal court judges and other court personnel, helping tribes write codes for their Western-style legal systems. Many tribes have traditional dispute resolution systems, but then also Western-style courts.
How does We Are Grateful fit into your advocacy work?
We don't even make up a 1% of books that are published about Native people. And yet the people that are often telling those stories tell them in a very stereotypical way. So it's very easy then to, like I say, make people stay invisible, to dehumanize them. If you look at public policy, it's because people say, oh, well, they don't exist. I didn't know we still needed to be concerned. If almost 80% of people are living outside of their tribal lands, they are your neighbors. They're the children in your classroom. They're the people walking into your library. They're your colleagues at work. Let's reach children earlier so they grow up knowing that it's just the same with any marginalized group that hasn't had representation. Once you know that these folks exist, you may still not want to do anything to assist them, but you can't deny that they're here.
I noticed that you use quite a few Cherokee vocabulary words in your book. Would you mind reading a little excerpt so that we can hear what they sound like?
Yes. It's called We Are Grateful, Ojali Haliga, which is We Are Grateful in the Cherokee language. Cherokee people say Ojali Haliga to express gratitude. It's a reminder to celebrate our blessings and reflect on struggles daily throughout the year and across the seasons. Uligo Hasti, fall. When cool breezes blow and leaves fall, we say Ojali Haliga. As shell shakers dance all night around the fire, and burnt cedar's scent drifts upward during the great new moon ceremony. As we clean our houses, wear new clothes, enjoy a feast, and forget old quarrels to welcome the Cherokee New Year.
That was author Tracy Sorrell talking with KCUR contributor Ann Kinnegendorf.